In his remarks to the Security Council, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon recalled that this year marks the 100th anniversary of World War I, which claimed the lives of about 17 million people. Although the war was called the War to End All Wars, Mr. Ban said, a Second World War erupted in the same generation, claiming another 60 million lives. He noted that although wars between countries have become rare, the world is still plagued by conflicts such as those in Syria, Iraq, Gaza, South Sudan, the Central African Republic, Ukraine, and elsewhere.
Conflicts continue to exact an unacceptable toll. Events around the world today clearly demonstrate the changing nature and complexity of contemporary conflict. Many countries face repeated cycles of turmoil. Civil wars are no longer contained by national borders. Complex threat environments tend to emerge in context of state fragility, extreme poverty, weak institutions, lack of unifying leadership, porous borders, and marginalized populations.
Making a similar point, Ambassador Mark Lyle Grant of the United Kingdom said that Thursday's debate was an opportunity for the Security Council to reflect on its role in preventing conflict.
The nature of conflict has changed in the last 20 years. Intrastate conflicts with complex root causes have largely replaced conflicts between states. Because of the international dimensions of such conflicts, the Council's agenda is full and our capacity is stretched. Yet we seem to have forgotten that prevention is better than cure. The Council cannot continue to act only in crisis mode. The Council was designed to be a smoke detector, not just a fire extinguisher.
Addressing the Security Council for the last time in her role as the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay said that conflict prevention is complex, but it can be achieved.
In many states, democratic institutions de-escalate disputes long before they reach boiling point. Even after violence has broken out, international actors can help broker and enforce peace. In my own country, South Africa, the United Nations helped end 300 years of injustice when it declared apartheid a crime against humanity and imposed sanctions. And democratic institutions were installed to resolve future disputes.
Ms. Pillay said state sovereignty is often invoked to deflect UN action to prevent serious human rights violations. She stressed that early action by the United Nations to address human rights protects states by warding off the threat of devastating violence. Derek Mbata, United Nations.